Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Capes and Commentaries. And I'm Tyler Baker, and here in the
Are you in the Bat Cave? Is that what you're trying to say?
All here is the mighty Justice League of X-Men here, superheroes, whatever you want to call us here. God, I really botched that opening. Anyway,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, Joe Amato, Nathan Kennedy, you're here to join us in another episode of a Batman the Animated Series, and this was something that Joe suggested last week, which I'm glad he did, because I am a very big fan of this particular episode, as we'll discuss once we get into it here. So, are you guys tuned in and ready to go?
Yeah, I'm all ready. Anyone that is watching this on YouTube, feel free to click the link in the description. I linked you to this episode. If you're listening to us on audio, well, I guess you need to pop in your DVD or search it out on the internet yourself, or check out Beyond Retro on YouTube.
There you go. It's available on Daily Motion, and that's about probably the safest website I could recommend right now at the moment. I think it's, Joe, is that where you watched it on?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So DVD, Daily Motion, or some other source.
Amazon Prime, whatever you got.
Prime, some sort of illegal download, whatever works better for you. All right, so I'm going to count down from 3, and then when I hit play, we'll all hit play at the same time. 3, 2, 1, play.
This week, I actually have the classic intro.
Yes. Joe, do you have the classic intro, or do you
Yes, have, good old one-minute classic intro. We don't even have intros like that for no cartoons anymore. I don't think.
You know, one thing about so cool about the sequence is it tells a small story better than most of the movies have done. The simple story of Batman rushing to Gotham to stop 2 bank robbers and then kicks their ass on the rooftops of Gotham. That's a movie.
Oh, what's great about it also is, I mean, there's no spoken words. It's not like other intros where sometimes somebody is either speaking during the intro to explain who they are and why they're doing what they do, or having maybe a funky, like, you know, intro of a cartoon with singing. This is showing what he does. I mean, there he goes. He's always going after villains. It's through the night. He's the Dark Knight. It works perfect. I mean, it is a real simple but perfect intro for a cartoon.
And no title.
No, hey, there we go.
That's all right.
You guys keep talking.
On the loose. And David Wise, who wrote this, is also the same David Wise who worked on He-Man and the Masters of the Universe and the Turtles cartoon, the original Turtles cartoon.
Oh, okay. There we go. Competitron.
Yeah.
Maker of Riddle of the Minotaur.
Yeah, I love any kind of attention devoted to that piece of Greek mythology.
There he comes. And Edward Nygma.
I like this outside the norm of, like, you know, not an accident or something like that. He's just a very intelligent guy who's just had enough of the corporate world, and
I love that foreshadowing piece. I love the maze of the chemicals there. It's kind of a genius.
Yeah. A genius. Yeah, yes. It's very ingenious here.
I'm going to pop in real quick to say that, Tyler, your poster has arrived. Why they decided to ring the doorbell. They never do that, but there we are.
Anyone wondering, that's a Jaws 2 poster that my good buddy Nathan Kennedy decided to get for me out of the kindness of his heart. So I'll have that behind me when we do our Jaws discussions at some point in the other podcast.
Here we see poor Nygma getting the old heave-ho on that damn Mockridge.
Do you guys enjoy John Glover's portrayal as the Riddler?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's sort of between, like, this version of the Riddler and the 60s series, you know, because I know you enjoy Jim Carrey.
Jim's not my favorite.
Yeah.
But I would put Jim as a legitimate contender for, you know, one of the best portrayals of the Riddler. But John Glover and Frank Gorshin's, I would probably give the edge to John Glover's portrayal as the Riddler, probably my favorite, because even though Frank's is definitely has a lot more insanity in his eyes and things like that, but I love the pompous, like, tone that John Glover brings to the Riddler. You know, really just sounds, I mean, just, he doesn't have to laugh or anything like that. He really delivers what you would see on the page. You know, someone who's just, I mean, really is convinced that he is the smartest man in the world. or at least over Pat.
Now, I don't know if this happens a lot in the series, but I know that there's quite a few times, I feel like there is, where Bruce Wayne is in a meeting and he's just kind of bored out of his mind.
Pretty much, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely plays up like the Playboy, like, I'm here, you know, just because I have to be. I'd rather be kicking somebody's ass or pretending to be interested in some beautiful woman.
Yeah, like the start of the little bit of a riddle right there. He knows who it is. He knows what's coming. I like that. And of course, you know, saying 2 years later, but it shows,
Go ahead, Joe.
No, I mean, it shows, it's like, yeah, you did somebody wrong. You know you did somebody wrong. And this person, he's been waiting to get back at you. And it's like, you can tell that's what he's knowing just by reading that. He knows what's up. He knows he's going to get his eventually.
No, I mean, it kind of has that bit of realism to it, too. I mean, how many people have kind of gone through similar situations in the workforce, you know, like losing their job, being on a, you know, one of those work type deals where they can just cut you without any inclination.
And just because signing one little piece of paper and then there you go, anything, all the billions you could have made for a company, it doesn't matter. You sign that, so you're getting nothing. And it just, yeah, it's kind of rotten, but it happens.
I think this is really cool because, like, you can hear the Mario video game sound effect.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say the same thing, but I was like, well, I didn't want to bring up that. But, yeah, the Mario sound, yep.
I wonder if they had to pay anything to Nintendo for having to use that. I imagine they would have to.
You know, you always wondered on a lot of movies like that because there's, like, some movies that would have sound effects and you'd hear, like, Galaga or Pac-Man. You know, you'd hear these goofy, like, you'd think are nonsense noises, but it's like, no, that belongs to that game. Or you wonder, did they get away with it? Maybe they could use that. And I love these riddles. I always love riddles. I think that's what stuck in my head so much about this episode was, I mean, beyond the ones he's playing and doing, but when they take place in that whole entire maze, there's something fun about that. I don't know. I always got a kick out of
it. It makes him such a much more, very interesting and deadly villain because even though he is essentially out to try and kill Batman, you know, it's not about driving him mad or breaking him in half. It's showing that I'm smarter than you and I want you to know that before I kill you. You know, the quintessential battle of wits. And I often felt like the Riddler was probably hard to write for with some people because you've always got whoever's writing for the Riddler has got to come up with riddles throughout the entire episode from ones that Batman has to solve or they're part of the story. This is such a great introduction of the Riddler sitting in the office in the dark.
This is really good animation too, the way that they decided to, you know, just draw it and have it look.
And the green and the purple just pops so well. And God, and I love how they went with, you know, like the kind of like the first appearance of Frank Gorshin in the 60s series with the blazer, the derby. I mean, to me, that's reminiscent of the very first appearance of the Riddler in live action, even though he's had tights and things like that. But I like this more kind of professional looking Riddler with the blazer, dress pants, and the derby and the cane. Like how punk there. God, he's so cool. John Glover is so smart in this shot here.
I like how it's drawn there. I like all the shadowing and shit, you know, tones. It looked different because it looks different from what you see here, you know, of just the regular. There are
a couple of shots that look like they're painted.
Yeah.
Like a slight illustration of the eyes or the mouth. You know, they've done that with Two-Face before in season one, to give it one example.
Yeah, and it's always noticeable when they do something like that, and I guess that's what makes it more memorable when you see a shot like that, because it's so vastly different from what you're seeing. Not that what we're seeing is not good, because it's excellent, but it just adds a little something to the cartoon. Like even this whole shot, a little extra little shades and tones when they show them. I like that.
It's so cool to the Riddler knowing that physically he can't beat Batman, but for him to walk down those steps and, I mean, just call him out immediately like that. He's so confident.
Yeah, now he knows he's got the brains, but now he wants to see if he's got the brawn, so he's sending the muscle in there to see if he can take
the expressions, you know, as he snaps his fingers and everything. I mean, just... They really do such a great job of hammering home that this guy is so intelligent and very cocky.
Yeah, When I was like, oh shit. He had to kick out of that part because he's doing his stuff. But then he had run for a second. But and look at here we go. Going to start up a little trap here. It ain't just there for decoration and just making lights. There's a whole method to this thing spinning. Riddler, there's always a method to his madness.
Like he gets hit with the chair and just dusts it off. Like, man, okay.
Yeah, when I first seen that, I remember when I first watched, I was like, is somebody shooting the lights? I didn't understand until I realized, oh, it's a trap by the Riddler. It's starting with the lights, explosion, goes into the insanity. But the first time I did see this, I remembered, I was thinking, is somebody hitting the lights? I just didn't quite get what was going on until, oh, now I get it.
Do you guys remember, I don't know, I know you guys love video games, so you guys can appreciate this, the animated series video game where you had to fight the Riddler, but you had to go through the maze of the Minotaur game and solve the riddles and stuff like that. Did you guys play that?
I did not.
That I've played a little bit of that game. I hate to admit that I haven't played it as much as I would like, but that game is very tough.
It was tough. I did beat it, but I could not beat the Riddler's level, so I had to use the cheat code to get to the last level, and then I went back and played the Riddler level by itself and did beat it. So not all the way through, but I have beaten every level in that game, but that Riddler level, it was the hardest.
So you took a slight nod from Batman from this episode when he cheats to get to the end. I see. That's great.
That's excellent way of tying it all in together. Yes, I did do that.
That's great. You make me want to play this. Believe it or not, after we're done watching this, I probably am going to play that game now later and see if I can beat it. Because I honestly, I've never played it, period. But now I want to.
Yeah,
Oh, it's such a great side-scroller single-player game. You're just going through beating the hell out of crooks and then you take it on. All the various villains in the show, and like I said, the Riddler's episode was, the Riddler stage, which is the stage right before the last level.
Robin's ass is on fire.
Yeah,
he's getting out of here. And to make one decision, save one, of course he's going to save Robin. Of course.
I feel like even that's just a really cool shot.
Yeah, I like the sound of the Batmobile, like the engine as it's, heading down there. It just, all these great sound effects in the show. And this is such a great version of Robin. I haven't watched a whole lot of the... Once Bruce Timm and them stopped working on a lot of the TV shows, I stopped because I never cared to watch Teen Titans. It looked very kiddie to me. I know Nathan liked Teen Titans. My brother loved Teen Titans. But I just couldn't get into any... If it wasn't by the same guys who worked on this and Batman Beyond, Justice League, I wasn't interested because I knew they always gave quality.
Did you ever remember when you first watched this, when the lights were going crazy? I remember I first thought, like, is he tapping the power of the city until I realized, oh, it's Morse code. But did you guys catch it was Morse code immediately when you first seen it, or did you wonder what the hell is going on?
No, yeah, I wondered what the hell was going on. It wasn't until he actually says the line that it's Morse code. And
yeah,
probably at that time, I was like, well, what's Morse code?
Oh,
Morse code in movies and stuff like that, so I was familiar with it, but to know right off that he's it came off like he was in control of Gotham's power, which he is. but that's not why he's using it.
And this is also a cool thing that I noticed last night: the shadow
question mark.
Yeah.
I like that question mark. They do it, there, and they did it a second ago. But yeah, they did so many little teasers beyond, the maze of the cubicles earlier, and then you're right, then that question mark. I like those little hidden little Easter eggs. I also like when they're trying to solve any riddle. I know I was caught up every time, something was going on with the riddle. I remember I'm trying to figure them out before they did, and I hated when they would figure it out before I did. I don't know, because, I'm competitive, like, with games, so in my mind, I feel like I'm
competitive. I'm not going to outsmart Batman. What are you talking about?
But I did. I mean, I don't know how hard you guys tried, but, boy, did I try like crazy.
Well,
are you telling me you only have 22 minutes? You don't have time to sit and, like, stop everything.
I know. That's what sucked. I hated it because I'm watching it live and I was like, damn it, let me see. And I'm so sidetracked from this part of the stuff that was going on when I remember watching it. And I was like, oh, he solved it. Because I was so mad. I was like, damn it, he beat me. But I was. I don't know about you, Nathan, but I was pissed when he beat me.
It made no difference to me. But the funny thing was last night I was watching this with my girlfriend and she's sitting there during that one scene and she was like, maze, it's a maze. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Here's a treat. No.
Check her out. All right, there you go. So she's solving too.
I think it's funny that the title of this episode is, if you're so smart, why aren't you rich? And yet, like, He's basically been unemployed for 2 years. Where did he get the money to do all of these things?
I guess that's where he decides to put his intellect to criminal use.
Yeah. I just thought it was kind of funny. You kind of wonder, like, where did he do all this stuff? See, here's another cool shot.
Yeah. Well, he found some way of doing it, whether, you never know, with his genius, he found a way of getting the money, because after Mockridge said that line to him earlier in the show, remember, that's what he said to him before he fired him, it must have stuck in his head.
Yeah.
Because that's what he said. He said, if you're so smart, why ain't you rich?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they get Enigma. I was like, okay, now I'm going to do something.
Tyler, you're kind of like the encyclopedia of pop culture. Are there any other, like, tidbits of trivia that are involved in regards to, like, this episode or anything that you know of off the top of your head?
Not necessarily. I don't know, and I hate to admit it, but I also don't know the ins and outs of the DC comic books as much as I do. I know more about Marvel, and I put more of my focus on Batman than anything else, but as for, like, extra trivia and stuff like that, I really can't think of much of anything else other than, I mean, not that it has too much to do with it, but, like, the screenshots when the Riddler appears on the wall and stuff like that, all that's in the video game, too. Like, when you come to certain moments in the throughout the maze, the Riddler comes up on the screen and the animation of him talking to you, just like what he does, like, when they entered the maze and everything. I mean, I was like, God, this is just like watching the episode. I mean, it was as painted this like this. This would happen throughout the maze in the video game.
Were there completely new riddles though for the game? Were the game's riddles different than the cartoon's riddles?
Yeah, I don't remember them being, you know, I mean, because you had to solve a decent amount on top of taking out hoodlums, and then there were shots at, like, parts of the wall you would have to blow up. And you didn't quite figure that out until, like, wait a second, there's something kind of odd about that wall. And you would throw a bomb, and oh, you can break through some of the walls, which is, you know, Batman and Robin do have to do a little bit of, you know, maneuvering around here, because clearly this maze is not fair, regardless.
Yeah. I also like that they purposely will make them always do the mistake, so then when they figure it out, they get to explain to us why that did not work.
Sorry, JoJo can claim how smart he is, but when they come to the one about the, like, that one right there, there's no way Joe at little age knew about, you know.
That, I was stuck. I was stuck with that. I had no clue.
This one about how many cuts are for each key there.
Yeah, that one, I was stuck on the keys. I was don't get. Yeah, when they were doing the keys, I was like, I don't understand this key thing at all. And then they explained, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, wouldn't have had a clue. When they were talking about the serving hand and, you know, in a certain culture, I was like, wouldn't have had a clue. But I was trying, the one that's at the exact end, I tried that one so hard, but Batman said it so quick. I said, well, they went that. But I remembered every time I'd watch it then when it was on TV, I loved that part. I just loved the part with the last riddle. I don't know why that got me so much, but I just love how it was.
Moment. I like it a lot too, especially when he turns to face the Riddler and the Riddler's face is like he's just all pissed off about it, you know?
Yeah.
I guess that's the fun thing about these Riddler episodes. They're fun and they're educational.
Yeah, they are. They make, like I said, they make the mistakes purposely so we learn what the answer to the riddle is, why they made each mistake. And then I like that Alfred, with what he was telling earlier, that at least came in handy. It's like, hey, I know the way to go, but I like Batman's little twist here. This is what you call Tyler's way of playing the game.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this nonsense anymore. You know, I'm just going to go and kick your ass right now. You know, I just...
Time to cheat.
But the whole point of this is, like, yeah, I think it 10 minutes to solve the maze. Yeah.
10 minutes, yeah. 10 minutes.
Yeah. He's going to die at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I hope Robin doesn't have school the next day.
Yeah, you kind of often wonder if I handed him his walking papers. Man, John Glover's so cool. Kind of makes you wonder, too, like the issues that, you know, Robin goes through, you know, of being the boy wonder, being there when Batman absolutely needs him without, there isn't negotiation. The Joker or Two-Face on the loose, I need you right now. Like,
yeah,
they have a paper that's due.
It's probably what made him so bitter as he got older.
Here comes the best riddle.
Want to be Nightwing. I like the Minotaur's voice here.
Billions of eyes, yet I live in darkness.
Batman's like, yep, that's it.
He did it so quick. He's like, oh, god damn.
I know. So the realtor is like, god, I hate you.
He does. He knows that's the one thing he respects or whatever is the human brain.
And says he's going to have you killed anyway. Tip true fashion.
Yep.
You know, he wouldn't be a real villain if he wasn't going to, you know, lie about his intentions. You know, I don't want to see a villain that honors his word unless they're like a bounty hunter. And even then, I'm like, you know what? I want our villains to be balls to the wall evil. Not, you know, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. You know, I didn't mean to kill your uncle. I farted and I had really bad gas and I ran into your uncle by accident. I apologize.
Man, Spider-Man 4, right?
Yeah.
There you go. And Batman with his quick riddle, he took out the Minotaur. And they get that last, it's almost like, you know, a killer. When you think the killer's dead, he comes for that one last, and then bam.
Yep, he had his Jason there.
Yeah, he had his Jason moment. Yeah, exactly.
And cool about this, the Riddler does not get caught.
I like that. I did. Yeah, right. I really like that he's shown here, and he's going to be leaving the city anyways. And I like, oh, man, that means we're going to get more of the Riddler later. That's one villain you wanted to see more. You didn't. I remember I didn't want the Riddler to get captured. You know, so that's what was good about that for me.
And we were talking about it before it started. Like, the Riddler is not really in that many episodes in the series, and it took until, I think this is like episode 40 or so. It's in the second season for him to actually show up.
Yeah, I don't know why. You know, and I've often thought it's got to be because, yeah, you got to come up with riddles for the whole episode. Like, you can't just have a simple crime episode. I mean,
love this, though. I love first that how Robin was saying, you know, he hates that this, you know, pompous prick, you know, got his $10 million for everything. But I like that he's paranoid. He might have the money, but now he's paranoid. It's like, you know, how much is a good night's sleep really worth? But I loved it. Because he's thinking, God, where is the Riddler? Is he going to still pop up at any point? You know, you can imagine being in that situation. That's what's great about that.
Yeah, you can. But if I had $10 million, you know,
a security system,
maybe a couple bodyguards.
Right. He decides that, well, that's the thing. He's probably a miser. He wants to use that $10 million as much as he can. So he probably lives in a somewhat good neighborhood, but he doesn't care. But he'd rather be like paranoid like that. That was a good episode.
And there we go. These episodes just go so fast.
They do.
Especially when all of us are sitting here watching them. I mean, it's even faster when we're sitting together talking about it.
Yeah.
Yep, and as everybody noticed that was in the chat room from JSP, Iceman Traveler, Jake Juggalo, yeah, we appreciate y'all being here. But yeah, usually when we do these episodes, as you know, we never get a chance to get to the chat room. But, you know, we appreciate you guys all being there and hope you enjoyed while we were doing this. But go ahead, Nathan and Tyler.
I'll pass along to Tyler. Any closing thoughts on this episode?
I look forward to doing more of the Riddler episodes and just more of the series too. It's just Nathan said something in conversation once that, you know, he kind of gotten burnt out on Batman in recent years, and I blame a lot of that on a lot of the bad Batman stuff that's been out in the last few years. I mean, I know it has its fans, but, you know, Dark Knight Rises really soured my taste, and then with the Ben Affleck stuff coming out, I'm like, God, man, it's just more bad Batman stuff. And
yeah,
I have my absolute passion for Keaton's films. I never stop watching those, but it's going back and digging deep. I mean, I know a lot of these episodes quite well, but it kind of feels like, yeah, it's refreshing to see something that still kicks ass on so many levels, not just from a visual standpoint, but from a storytelling standpoint. You know, they tell you so much in 22 minutes. And you feel like, you know what, you got your money's worth. You know, it's not a whole lot of real bad. I mean, there's some duds here and there, but overall, you just feel like the quality's there. And
we're gonna watch those. We are gonna watch the duds together.
Yeah, but that, believe me, it's gonna be a long time because I don't see any of us making a point on top of the other shows we're gonna watch. Like we gotta watch. You know, I got Batman in my basement. You know, or
hey, coming next week, I got Batman in my basement.
The hell you say? We ain't doing that one now. For next week, do you guys want to do Batman again? Do you guys want to do a different series? What are you guys feeling?
That's up to you guys. I'm good with whatever. I love watching Batman. I've been watching Batman Beyond on my own. Like, just I can't wait until we get into some Batman Beyond episodes. Because
I was going to say, I don't know if it's anything we could watch in Daily Motion, but do they have like any of the old episode of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, like that?
Yeah, Spider-Man is Amazing on Daily Motion, yes.
Let's do one of those. Yeah, we'll figure out which episode, but maybe we do an episode of that. I'd love to watch some of that.
I was going to say, I'd recommend 7 Little Superheroes, where it's like 10 little Indians, except superheroes trapped inside the Chameleon's Mansion. That's a classic one. Firestar is Born, which the Juggernaut shows up and we get some X-Men stuff.
Oh, maybe we'll do that. I love some Juggernaut. Maybe we'll do that episode.
The Firestar is Born?
Yeah.
All right, that's what we'll do next week. We'll do a Firestar is Born for our first Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends episode. And
all right.
Yeah, should be good. That's a memorable episode. People who love that series are quite familiar with that episode.
Okay, right. Perfect.
It's in the books.
Cool.
All right, well, that was fun. It was good. So, again, thanks for everybody that joined us in the chat room. Hope you enjoyed us. And, of course, we'll be here next week at the same time. And I'm not going to say that crazy line. It's not like I'm going to say same bad time, same bad channel. No, that's not being said.
I mean, that's why we call you Amato Yoshi now.
Yeah, I guess so. Right. So it's good. But all right, go ahead. Why don't you close us up then, there, Nathan?
I don't really have much to say other than everyone, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Okay, and don't forget, subscribe, ring the bell, ding, all that stuff. Go to our pages and all that good shit. But they know that.
On Metro, all that stuff. Yeah.
All right. Email us at where?
BeyondRetro84@gmail.com.
There you go. All right. Take it easy, guys.
Thanks, Joe.